Blog Talk Radio.
You want to hear it?
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, about all the latest and greatest things happening here at GTE Financial. And if you were at GTE Financial 3 years ago this week on President's Day, you got to meet our guest. His name is Nike Van Wyk. He is the master violinist that came out for the Together We Can event and wowed that huge, wonderful audience 3 years ago. And he joins us on the show today. Hey, Nike, how are you, sir?
Hey, Jason, I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Hey, very good to have you on the show. Huh?
The studio
audience certainly remembers you. I can't believe it's been 3 years to the week that myself, and Scott McKenna did that show. A lot of the GTE Financial family, if they didn't see us that day, they've heard about it. They certainly remember you on that all-employee training day back on President's Day in, I guess it was 3 years ago, so it would have been 2012. And
yeah,
so what
I, can't,
have been,
I can't believe it's three
yeah,
years ago. Cause
it's been 3 years.
Like
it's crazy.
You
it's
certainly
crazy.
Remember the event, yeah.
Yeah. So what have you been up to since then?
We've been very busy over here. In the past couple of years, opened up not one but two recording studios. We got a small one up in New York, and we have another one here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where I've been living for the last number of years. Been into artist development and working with different artists coming in to develop their discs, their CDs and albums and songs, as well as been able to travel not only just the country but the world as well. I had a couple tours, one in Ireland, one in Italy, and then been down to Mexico every year the last 3 years for New Year's Eve, so having a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's awesome. You mentioned the studio. It's Six Wheel Studios that you are the owner of. And one of the things that I told Tony Gilkinson about, he's the gentleman that works here at GTE Financial and helps me with the podcasts, is that we're going to start doing something very unique this year that we're going to provide to GTE Financial employees as part of our ongoing relationship, because I love GTE Financial. I know you had a great time when you were out there. But we're going to start doing some really cool stuff, some online live musical performances live from your Six Wheel Studios. Tell us about how that's going to look and sound.
Absolutely. Well, with the studio here, we work with a number of different artists. We have a lot of artists who I work with in person. Number one, we have Scott McKenna, who came down with us to Florida 3 years ago. We have another gentleman by the name of Adam Webb, who we've spoken to. And we've worked with in a number of different performances and a lot of our credit union events. And he's got like a very acoustic poppy Jason Mraz kind of feel. And
yep,
a couple other performers who we can have join us here to studio. And then as well as I might do a solo performance here where we show how the music is made from top to bottom, tracks being built, and a couple other ideas and maybe some guests here and there.
Yeah, absolutely. Here at GT Financial, a very unique place. They love doing things that other people don't do. It's a perfect audience for this kind of thing. I tell people all the time that no one wakes up in the morning or works out in the morning or afternoon to a PowerPoint presentation. Most people use music for those things. Nobody watches a PowerPoint presentation on their way to work or on a long plane flight. What is it about music? Why does it just simply make everything better?
Well, I think it comes back to almost any art, but music especially. Music can bring you back to a certain time in life. If you listen to a song that you've known for years, it can bring you back memories from being either at the beach or maybe not all great. Maybe it's a time where you are breaking up with a loved one or losing a loved one, or you know, it invokes a certain emotion. And it can relate to everybody in a different way, and it's also a way you can have shared experiences, whether it's a live performance or if it's just simply listening to a song in the car. And then the different types of music and the different beats per minute, you know, if you can get something that really has a high energy to it, and it gets you really pumped up on your way to, you know, whether it's work or whether it's to an event or if you're actually going to a performance. And a lot of guys who've listened to, you know, the songs from the artists that they're going to go see, so they can get their ears tuned in. So It all comes down to pure emotion. I mean, you know, PowerPoints have a purpose, but I don't think anybody ever gets excited about looking at bullet points on
no,
a screen, regardless of where they are.
No, they don't, which is why I'm excited to bring what you're able to do to the audience at GTE Financial Live from the Six Wheel Studios. I know for a fact that the president of GTE Financial, Joe Brancucci, I think he told me one time his favorite song is Imagine. John Lennon's, you know, memorable song, Imagine. And when you mentched Adam, I thought, man, he could probably do a great cover of that song.
Absolutely.
a great acoustic cover of that with the violin would sound so good together. I remember that event 3 years ago so very well. It was one of my absolute favorite events, and I'm not just saying that because we're on the GTE show. I've said it to everybody. I've said it on my national show because it represented, I think at the time, the show that it had been the most amount of time since we had done one beforehand. And we hadn't seen each other in a while, and I went into it. I was a little nervous. It was kind of like doing it again for the first time, and it went so well. I'll never forget, I looked over at one point before you and Scott came up and started playing, and the two of y'all were just cracking up and laughing. And, of course, you've heard me tell the same jokes gazillions of times, so I knew I'd said something new or something different. That was absolutely one of my favorite events. I got to go up to GTE last year near close to Veterans Day for an event. I'm going back on Columbus Day later this year. But if the folks at GTE Financial want to reconnect with you, where can they find you on, you know, all the social media stuff?
Well, actually, a lot of our work is done straight through our studio now, which is Six Wheel, and it's spelled SIXWILL, so the number six, but in word form. And then Will, WILL. You can look us up on any social media platform, or our website is thesame.com. So you can look us up through there, or you can just come straight to myself, and that's Nyke, NYKE. So, and my last name, Van Wyk, V as in Victor, AN, capital WYK.
Awesome. Hey, listen, man, I really appreciate you. I know you're busy. I know you've got a lot of stuff going on at the studio every single day. And I just want to tell you, I've talked to people that were there 3 years ago. They've never forgotten you and had such a great time. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks, Jason. Thanks for having us. Thank you all. GTE.
Absolutely.
Well.
Talk to you soon, brother. Take care. Nice.
Thanks.
And we are looking forward to doing this for GTE Financial. We think that music makes everything better, but more importantly, we believe there is a business application when you study the discipline of music. What we used to call a mission statement. Now every organization has a time signature and a key signature, and sometimes they change throughout the year, and I'm really excited to be bringing some of this great music to the GTE family as part of our ongoing podcast relationship that we have. Until next we speak, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's be in business forever. Let's drive our competitors crazy. And until next we speak, I'll talk to you next week.